This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. A federal judge has ruled a Christian preschool should get state funding despite conflicts with anti-discrimination laws. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports.
When the Darren Patterson Christian Academy joined the state's universal preschool program, it signed Colorado's non-discrimination agreement. But the Chaffee County Preschool argued it didn't want to be forced to hire LGBTQ employees or other individuals who don't share its Christian faith. It sued the state. A Denver judge ruled the preschool should continue to receive funding and be allowed to maintain its hiring practices. The Alliance Defending Freedom, representing the preschool, called it a resounding win for First Amendment rights. The Attorney General's office had no comment on active litigation. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
A 20-year-old program that gives teenagers a voice in the Colorado legislature could end. KUNC's Lucas Brady Woods reports it's part of lawmakers' efforts to plug a more than billion-dollar hole in the state budget.
The Colorado Youth Advisory Council includes 40 middle and high school students who draft legislation alongside lawmakers. Amy Resnick is a former member of the group. She says one of their biggest successes was a law making sure the National Suicide Hotline is printed on the back of all student IDs.
We're missing out on a really critical policy voice when we don't include young people in our processes. I'm not sure how young people will get involved in as meaningful of a way.
The program's funding is $50,000 a year. But lawmakers say the budget deficit is so large, tough cuts have to be made. They want to reduce its funding to just $5,000 to keep it going for its current group of students.
Lucas Brady Woods reporting for the Colorado Capital News Alliance. 86 animals in a Custer County kennel were seized earlier this week after someone complained. The sheriff's office says the commercial kennel had a special use permit issued by the county. It's unclear what was in the complaint. Most of the animals were dogs. There were also two horses, a donkey, chickens, and cats, and all of them needed medical attention. Around Metro Denver today, it's mostly sunny, highs around 60, and should be about the same tomorrow. This is CPR News.